Hello, welcome to the Mark and Embark podcast by Scout My Trip. My name is Vineet and I'm going to be your host for this episode. A big thank you to all those tuning in this no-nonsense podcast about traveling smartly. Each episode will exclusively delve in destinations, offbeat locations, places to experience, hidden gems, travel news, wandering people, and how to travel sustainably. Come, let's mark and embark to make more memories per kilometer.
Before we begin this episode, we'd like to take a minute to talk about Scout My Trip. That's us, in case you are wondering. For the first time in the world, we've introduced travel planning subscriptions starting at just ₹1,999. That's less than $30 for 6 months and goes up to an entire year of stress-free travel planning by local travel experts called Scouts. They are currently available in India, Nepal, and Bhutan and soon expanding to Southeast Asia and Europe. Scouts are your travel mavens who know a place inside out and can curate that perfect journey depending upon your dates, budget, and interests. It does not end with planning alone. They are in touch with you via a mobile app for the entire journey, and this does not require you to meet them or take care of their expenses. Scout My Trip was recently awarded the National Entrepreneurship Award by the Government of India for supporting sustainable travel and empowering scouts. So every paid subscription goes a long way in supporting them and their families. We have something special for all our listeners. To know more about it, stick around till the end of the episode. And without further ado, the episode.
Here's wishing everyone a very happy new year. Hope 2020 is the year when all your dreams, your aspirations, all the trips you have been planning, all the places you want to go to in the bucket list all come true. This is from all of us at Scout My Trip. Thanks for tuning in for these many number of episodes. This particular one is the last of season 2, after which we'll quickly move into season 3. Where we're going to talk a lot more about places to go to, travel hacks which we have not been able to cover to the extent we would have liked to. I guess right now is also when everyone would start planning for Ladakh, Spiti, Northeast, places like Sikkim. I think the episodes in this season, and we will try and do it in quick succession, will all talk about how you can start planning and preparing for these places, which typically need a lot of time and effort for you to go about doing it. A quick shout out for anyone who is looking to go to these places. Check out Hire a Scout services on Scout My Trip. These subscriptions allow you to connect with local experts and they should be able to get you going very quickly. Now, 2019, the year that was, is what this podcast is all about. It was a superb year for us. There was a lot of work that the team put in. We were able to win quite a few awards. There was a huge growth in the number of travelers who trusted Scout My Trip to take care of their journeys, their trips. And it was a superb year for us. So what I'm going to do in this episode is quickly talk about how the travelers like to, you know, go to different places, how we kind of help them, how the journey has been for us as a startup in 2019. And of course, I would love to hear from all of you in terms of how your year was, the places you visited. So give us a shout out on Twitter. We are @ScoutMyTrip or Instagram @ScoutMyTrip, or you can always email us at Vineet@ScoutMyTrip. So let me go back to the beginning. This has been 3.5 years since we started Scout My Trip. Deepak and I had come together having road trips so many kilometers. Both of us still have those Royal Enfields. Deepak, incidentally, you know, upgraded to Royal Enfield Interceptor. I still have my old 350cc Electra and it's been fairly good to me, you know. I can't complain about a problem child. The Royal Enfield, all of them are. But anyway, so, you know, when we conceptualized the thought behind Scout My Trip, I think the only thing on our minds was to make journeys and trips more enjoyable experience for everyone. But when we started working on this from, you know, a technology standpoint, we realized that always people want to talk to somebody, a real human being. And, you know, there has to be a steady match between technology and how much, you know, actual human can do, which is where, you know, this entire Scout subscription model came into existence. So today, when I look at travel, we are India's first subscription-based travel planner, which means that, you know, you have a free access to using our planner, do everything on your own. You could download our mobile app, talk to our experts who help you kind of plan, help you understand how to use our planner, make the most of it. Or of course, you know, you can buy a paid subscription which gives you access to local experts and they do everything for you. So it's pretty straightforward and simple in terms of, you know, how we work. And it's been a great year. 2019, we had over 3,000 such travelers who kind of experienced our paid subscriptions, which allowed them to talk to local experts. And we've got great reviews from them in terms of how the experience was. And that's very, very heartening to see. Now, when I look at 2019, the year back, January, I think was a moment for us wherein Entrepreneur India, one of the most reputed magazines in the startup space, recognized us as one of the top 50 startups to watch out for in 2019. Were they right? I think the episode as we progress should give you an indication. So this was in January 2019, and this was also the time when a lot of travelers were doing long trips. You know, January is a great time in terms of weather. It's cool most part of India. It's cold up north. But we saw a big movement of people who were doing road trips. I think generally, the weather is better. I think Karnataka and Tamil Nadu saw a huge influx of travelers who were looking to explore these places. In fact, Maharashtra also got its fair share with people who were wanting to do treks and visit forts and beaches. So this was, you know, that we saw as a trend in the month of January. In the month of Feb, you know, we were recognized by the Maharashtra State Innovation Society. Now, basically, they had organized something called a Maharashtra Startup Week, wherein close to around 1,500 startups, not just from Maharashtra, but from all over India, had applied. And we were one of the chosen 24 winners. This was a very rigorous process, and I think this was the first time any government organization had recognized our efforts in terms of how we're trying to change the way travel kind of works at this point. So that was a big moment for all of us, and I think that is a moment that we'll never forget, very close to our hearts. I think from there on, there's been no looking back. The customers have come back, you know, with showering their trust on us because of a recognition like this. So a big shout out to everyone in the Maharashtra State Innovation Society. Thank you so much for recognizing us. In fact, part of this, we're also now working with the Maharashtra Ecotourism Department in Maharashtra, and see how we can kind of help people who want to explore wildlife and ecotourism spots in Maharashtra better with ScoutMyTrip. So it could be either a planner, which is completely free for anyone to use, or customers or travelers can directly hire a scout and, you know, ensure that they have a better experience wherever they go within Maharashtra. In March, what happened was we continued our run and we finally got a Startup India recognition. In fact, we had applied a long time back. It finally came through. So thanks a lot, to Startup India for that recognition. I think it meant a lot to all of us. Just reinforced our faith in our very own product. And we continued working from there. In fact, in April, again, we were incubated by NASSCOM's 10,000 startups. So this was an initiative again by the government, wherein they want to support close to around 10,000 startups in whatever they do by giving them industry connects, giving them access to new customers and so on. So that's also been great for us in terms of, you know, the recognition coming from NASSCOM. It's been one of the oldest bodies, which was formulated to help technology companies and enterprises in India. In the months of Feb and March, I feel that in terms of travel trends, it continued the way it was in January. Of course, March also had its share of Holi and places like that. We saw a huge interest in places like Hampi and Gokarnak, again Kerala. Karnataka, which saw a lot of interest. In fact, March is when we also started seeing a lot of interest coming in for places like Himachal, because I think winter was ending and it was becoming more conducive as a place to visit. So Himachal and Uttarakhand was also starting to see a lot of interest in terms of travelers. Going from there, you know, I think April, May and June, there was a tremendous heat wave all over India. It was very bad. And here is where we saw very interesting trends of, you know, people taking a lot of weekend trips. Typically, they don't involve too much of work in terms of, you know, what you want to do. It's more about the places you can go to nearby wherever you are. So a lot of people were redeeming their subscription days in, you know, figuring out places they can kind of go to and how they can optimize it better, keeping in mind that the weather is not that great. So, you know, you can't travel too far and you can't do anything too exotic, but it has to be fairly, you know, simple and stress-free as well. So that is something that we kind of saw in these months. It was also when we saw a huge number of bookings towards Ladakh and Spiti. In fact, a lot of bike trips that went to Ladakh during this time were hugely successful, and people really loved the month of June. In fact, personally, I was there in June in in Ladakh, and I got stuck in Baralachla. So it was one of those moments, if I were to talk about, 20 hours stuck in snow at an altitude of 3,500 meters. It's cold, you're stuck, and 20 hours of nothing. No loo breaks, no food. We thankfully had some water with us, so we were fairly okay. But, you know, you can't drink too much water as well because there are no bathrooms. So that was an experience, which I actually don't want to forget, because it kind of reminds you your real self, because in situations like this is when your true character comes out, and when you're in a group, you actually get to see how the dynamics kind of pan out. And thankfully, the group I went with and the group I was leading there for this Ladakh trip, all of us stuck together. I think the only thing we did at that point of time was ensure that the other person was comfortable and safe. So when everyone comes together, you know, to try and see if the other person is doing better, that is when I think the true Ladakh experience or the mountain experience comes to life. So this was actually an experience I'd never want to forget, and it kind of brought everyone very close. In July, if I were to kind of jump a little, and we won the BITS Pilani's Conquest 2019. So this is a student-run accelerator program, and we had gone through a process for around a week, very rigorous. There's a lot of training. Deepak and Neeraj, who's our CTO, had kind of been part of this, and we finally won that. And there was some prize money associated with it, and we all got some recognition as well. And that was kind of a great moment for us. So thanks a lot, BITS Pilani, for that recognition. And moving forward in August, we started looking at other countries in terms of how we can expand our scout network, in terms of how we can even help Indians go to the other countries in Southeast Asia better. Because DigiTaraya, which is an accelerator program based out of Jakarta, Indonesia, invited us. We were part of 10 startups which are invited from all over Asia and APAC to kind of be part of this. And it got us a good understanding of how Southeast Asian markets function. And we got a big learning in terms of how conducive Indonesia as a country is for startups. And it was an eye-opening moment for us, and we were very thrilled to be part of it. There's a lot of learning we did. In fact, if we were to kind of expand out of India, I believe Southeast Asia, starting with Indonesia, will definitely be on top of our list in terms of how we want to kind of approach it. So, you know, while these monsoon seasons were going on, I believe that, you know, travel continued. Ladakh, etc. saw a dip in August August, September, October and so on because of political situations there. But that is when travelers kind of caught up to Spiti as a destination. Lahore and Spiti really picked up at this point of time. Northeast saw huge interest levels coming in from travelers. So we saw a general trend moving towards, places which are other than, you know, Ladakh, because typically this time long distance travelers prefer a place like that. And that was one thing that we saw in terms of, you know, interest levels. During this time, of course, a lot of festivals also came up, like the Zero Fest in Arunachal and things like that, which kind of kept the momentum going towards Northeast. And all in all, it was still okay because people are looking for options to still travel to. And November is, you know, that sweet moment for us when, after all the work we have done for 3.5 years, the government of India decides to recognize a startup called Scout My Trip, saying, hey, you know what, you guys are winning the National Entrepreneurship Award. Now, that was a big deal. We were, Deepak and I collected the prize on behalf of the team. And, you know, we couldn't take the entire team with us on stage at that point of time. But this is for everyone in our team who has been with us, working with us for so long and, you know, being part of our story. It's because of the effort that the team put in that we got this recognition, you know, from the Ministry of Skill Development and Entrepreneurship. It goes a long way in terms of even establishing belief in ourselves and in terms of getting the trust from customers, because we're not a fly-by-night operator. We've been doing this in and out, working hard to ensure every experience is unique. In fact, even now, any customer who travels with Scout My Trip can just pick up the phone, talk to anybody in Scout My Trip. It's not a toll-free number you call. It's not somebody putting you on hold. You talk to a real person who helps you, works with you in terms of helping in whatever situation you are in terms of what we can do. So that's been, you know, one of the things that's really worked for us. It's just that it's a die-hard attitude when it comes to ensuring customer experience. That's the one thing that's really kept us going. And, you know, with that, I want to end the year roundup. December, I took a break myself. Me and my wife Swati, we went on a road trip which was around 12 days. Explored a lot of Karnataka. In fact, we had not seen quite a bit of it. And we decided to take our trusty Ford Figo. It was very well behaved. And we did this, you know, in 12 days. And that will be a different episode altogether. And I'll probably cover that in season 3. Maybe even as the first episode, wherein, you know, we looked at places like Gokarna, Chikmagalur. In fact, our scout had recommended a beach called Kodi Beach, which is near Kundapura, and that was an experience. Chikmagalur, Coorg, Hampi. So it was so much that we kind of did in those days, and 3,000 kilometers of road tripping was quite an experience for us. So that's, you know, what our year looked like. 2019, in a nutshell, was just awesome. I also want to take a moment to kind of thank the entire team of Scout My Trip, which has been working tirelessly, you know, to kind of get everyone to give that experience to all customers. It's a little overwhelming to see how the team kind of, you know, really steps up, do what they have to, you know, just to get things moving. So a big shout out to everybody, the sales, marketing, technology, operations, finance. I think you guys are just awesome. Keep up the great work. 2020 is going to be even better. It's going to be awesome. We're going to continue what we're doing. We're going to build new things. This request to anyone who's listening to this episode, please check us out, scoutmytrip.com. Talk to us. We love to converse on social media. If you have any criticisms, very open to that. Please share anything that you don't like about our planner, about the way we work, anything you want to change. We incidentally launched our mobile app, so check us out on Android. We'll be there on the Apple Store very soon. But till then, wish everyone a superb, superb new year. It is going to be an year that's going to have a lot of things going in terms of travel. There are a lot of long weekends as well for you to kind of look into. In fact, there's a list that we published. I would request all of you to check it out. So until next episode, next season, thank you very much and see you soon.
Thanks again for sticking around till the end. Check out scoutmytrip.com to see all our subscription plans and use the promo code PODCAST for a 20% off across all plans.